thinking of some of your graduates, let's talk maybe about the lifestyle of a personal trainer. Say a busy individual who's engaged at several gyms, maybe they have their own personal environment that they build or rent or lease. I mean, how does it work when you graduate? What is the next step? And what kind of an income can these people make?
Good question. I don't like to rose tint my students' worlds. I like to tell them straight off, you're a technician and an entrepreneur when you're a personal trainer. Initially, I suggest that they get on board with a company that's already gone through the business growth phase, and that is a company that has an established marketing plan, administration plan. They have specific policies and procedures that you can get involved in, start learning about, and then as you become a more technically astute trainer, then you can start to look at what your contribution will be, because now you have developed much more of your base and your skills. Then after that, you have to make the very insightful decision. So you have to inform yourself, informed decision, whether or not you want to take on the role of being an entrepreneur. So you will see, you know, we see this or perhaps the glamour image of, oh yeah, personal trainer, that's great. I just charge, you know, this much for 1 hour and I make all this money and it's great. It is a very physically demanding job. It is emotionally challenging because you're dealing with a lot of individuals. You are as close to being a bartender as you can get, okay? So people, when they're training, they come in with a lot of baggage. They come in with a lot of emotion, and you will hear and see a lot of that emotion as it goes. So you have to learn the technical skills, and then you have to decide, do I want the hassles of being an entrepreneur? And if you have that entrepreneurial spirit, then you have to take entrepreneurial courses. And there's plenty of them out there in magazines, or journals, trade journals out there to teach you how to run your business profitably. Do not buy into the concept that, oh yeah, I'll be a personal trainer and I'll just collect money here and collect money there. There are subcontracting fees if you go to a gym. There's insurance issues that you have to be aware of. And so it costs a lot to run your business, and then you can only make as much money as you physically are able to participate in the actual hands-on. So that's it's a challenge, and like any challenge, your heart, you have to have a passion for this. Otherwise, it's a job, and if it's a job you want, then that's not the place for you to be. You want to start looking elsewhere.